second sector of Arlo Mishnah Dalit. In general, we said that Truma needs 100 times its amount in order to be Batel, and Kevayim and Arlo needs 200 times. That's talking about when they're all the same min, all apples, all grapes. But if you have something that is min be'enon mino, one thing that is potatoes, another one is tomatoes or whatever, and you cook them together, then as long as it gives flavor one to the other won't become other. If it does not give flavor to the other, it will be mutter. Now, we have some type of things that have a profound effect on the mixture, and therefore, even if you don't really taste the flavor, it will still be other. So, call them a chametz. If you have something from truma which caused a dough to leaven, or metabel, or you have some spice, these are things that you have a minute amount, but it's felt v'amidameya, or if it's something that was mixed together in a fashion that's giving a flavor, the truma, the klaikerim, also whether it's truma or klaikerim, it's all also, because as we said, either if it's giving a flavor or it's giving a sharpness, a spicy flavor, or it's being leavening the mixture, it is also b'shami yomim afametame. They say that if you put not only respect to truma and other yisurim, do we say this concept that if it's giving flavor or giving sharpness or spices, it's not batel. We don't respect the tumah, that if the spices what's made, they're going to be the time of the whole thing as long as you feel the spices. They say the time after you kibbeta. Respect the tumah of the tire, it's not enough to have the flavor. You have to have a full kibbeta worth of tumah food. And therefore, if you have a small amount of pepper, for example, that gives a nice flavor to the whole meat, the whole meat will not become tumah based on that, because we're going to say the pepper is batel, because it's less than a kibbeta, cannot be the time of anything else.